Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in the city of Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the third Sunday after Epiphany, Lections for Proper 3, January 26, 2025, entitled A Word from the Lord. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be most acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. All spoke well of him, amazed at his gracious words. One Sunday morning in a church not unlike this one, the preacher traveled to the pulpit, as he usually did, and prepared to begin the sermon, as he usually did. Suddenly, a man in the back row rose to his feet and in a loud voice exclaimed, "I have a word from the Lord." Everyone in the church that day, including the preacher, were, to say the least, surprised at the outburst. It was out of order, after all. It was unorthodox. It was out of place in an Anglican church where everything happens always on a schedule. Of course, no one found out that morning whether or not the man did have a word from the Lord, since greeters at the prompt of the presider quickly ushered the man to the back door and out to the street. In churches all over the world, preachers approach their pulpits in the usual way, open up their sermon notes, and prepare to preach. And what is it that we expect to hear? A word from the Lord, perhaps? Most, if not all, of these preaching people would claim to have nothing short of a word of the Lord, since that is why they stand in pulpits. So when they do, what is it that we expect? A sermon? Maybe. A word from the Lord? Surely it was that way for Ezra standing that day in the square. Surely it was that way in Nazareth on the day Jesus stood in the synagogue reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus was the hometown boy who had returned. And you'll remember that all that day were amazed at his gracious words. There he was, one of their own, speaking nothing less than a word of the Lord. But if you take a Bible in your hand and read on from where that passage we read as the gospel today ends, you'll find that it wasn't quite so nice after all. Who is this? Isn't this Joseph's son? Jesus goes on to explain how no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. And they try to drive him out. Why? Because prophetic words are seldom words we want to hear. The word of the Lord, we often say. The words Jesus read from Isaiah didn't help those in the synagogue that day feel all warm and fuzzy. As the conversation continued that day in Nazareth, if we read a little further, Luke says, when they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage, and they drove him out of town. I'd like to think that I'll be able to at least stick around for coffee today. Anglican worship is very predictable, isn't it? We come to Eucharist expecting to encounter God, to feel the presence of God. The words we say may do as much to keep us from God's presence as they do help us to enter into it. In a certain way, the orderly conduct of Sunday mornings only helps to confirm what we already knew before we got here. Author Annie Dillard famously remarked on the words we use in worship that they are, in fact, and this is a quote, things we have learned we can say to God without being killed. In other words, we come craving the presence of God, but at the same time, we fear it. And that's a problem. A problem because if what we seek is truly a word from the Lord, we need to be able to receive it and not shut it out because it wasn't what we expected. A word from the Lord is news. How often do we find ourselves open to hearing real news? A word of the Lord in worship. It is said that those who leaf through the morning newspaper or watch the evening news do so primarily because it helps them to confirm that the world is still as they thought it was. More upheaval in the Middle East. Ukraine and Russia still at one another's throats. A man stabbed on a Toronto street. Long lineups continue at hospital ERs across the country. Someone drives through the front window of a convenience store in order to raid the automatic banking machine inside. Yep, there you have it. The world has always been disorderly, full of strife, often not a nice place to be. Always has been, always will be. Amen. The world is just as I remember it. But you know, news, real news, doesn't just confirm past understanding. Real news is disturbing, disruptive, demands us a change in the way we were yesterday. Real news demands that I live my life tomorrow in a way different from how I lived it today. A word from the Lord is news, real news, and it demands something of me. It's much easier for me at worship if I don't expect to hear any news. but a word from the Lord is news. Good news. Gospel is good news. And no matter how many times we hear it, there's always something new in it. And that's why it's called news, I guess. Today we mark the second Sunday in the week of prayer for Christian unity. The appointed scripture for today is not by chance. St. Paul describes the miracle of the company of the church. But you know, that's a challenging explanation and a challenging word. If you didn't find yourself challenged by it, go back and read it again. To be at unity one with another is no easy feat. The fellowship of the faithful as the body of Christ. Like a body, the Christian community, a congregation if you like, has many members, a diversity of parts, but functions as a single body. The Christian community. This time of year is also a time when we review and elect our leadership within that body. Those choices, elections, when they happen, are nothing less than a word from the Lord. And they too are challenging because they are a call to serve the larger body with individual gifts. It's an honor to serve the church community in official ways. And with that honor also comes a cost. There's the nature of a word from the Lord, and that nature is a call to serve. Now, if we're not careful, opening ourselves to hear the news, a real word from the Lord, will also bring upon us a demand to be something other than just a bump on a church pew. And as a friend of mine used to say, "There, I said it." Well, there, I said it. So, is my coffee in jeopardy yet? In his book, Seeing God in the Ordinary, Australian author and theologian Michael Frost tells about a well-formed and customary churchgoer visiting Sunday evening worship quite unlike what she considered normal. It was in a fairly dimly lit, dusty church hall, and they all sat on fold-up metal chairs. The order of service was somewhat of a mess. A children's play was followed by a ventriloquist cracking jokes and doing magic tricks. Then a soloist with a big stage voice stood and began belting out Bette Midler's From a Distance. The visitor thought that an odd choice of music for Christian worship. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. The idea of the song, of course, is that God keeps an eye on the world, but from a safe distance. God wouldn't lower himself, get his hands dirty with worldly concerns and troubles. And over in her mind, she said, "That's not what I believe. That's not Christian faith." And when she couldn't take it any longer, she stood up and began singing the same tune with different words. God has come near to us. God has come near to us. God has come near to us. from a distance. And that is, in fact, what those of us who follow Jesus believe about God. As the preacher closes, members of the congregation have any number of thoughts. Nice sermon, some will say. That's fine and dandy, and it's what I've always thought. God is watching us from a distance. No, actually, God has visited us up close. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. If we're open to hear it, today this word will come alive in our life. God draws near to us, and when that happens, there is a word from the Lord. Amen.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.